We are talking about Windows and the new Windows, and let's talk about new Windows hardware. I guess Sony has something new. The Vio is back.
Not Sony anymore, right? So in February 2014, Sony sold off their Vio line.
I thought they were just getting out of the business, but somebody bought it, huh?
Yeah, it was basically an investment firm of some kind, and they have big plans for this. They're going to expand Vio into other device types, including robots, and then they're going to have an IPO, and they're going to get out. And I guess it's been going pretty well. So they've been in Japan for the past year, and they're coming to the U.S. And the reason this is kind of worth noting is that in the U.S. they're going to be sold through the Microsoft store, so they're going to be signature PCs.
Yay.
Now, it's a smaller company. In fact, I think they only have a couple hundred employees, and they don't have the full Vio lineup like they used to, but there'll be laptops and things in the future. But what they're coming to the U.S. with first is just this single device. And it looks a lot like a Surface Pro 3, but it has a hardware keyboard, like a real keyboard and a pen. And they're expensive. I mean, they're kind of niche-y, expensive graphic artist, drafter-type devices. So it's going to be over $2,000.
Yikes.
This first device. But yikes. It's supposed to be beautiful. And if you think back to the wonderful world before there were Apple stores everywhere, those Sony-style stores, I think they were called Sony-style stores, right, used to be not everywhere, not like Apple stores, but they were around. And it was sort of like an Apple store-type experience. You'd go in, there'd be Sony TVs, there'd be Sony consumer electronics products, and it would be Sony laptops and computers. And they were always kind of nice and kind of high-end, and they were quirky in the way that Sony products always were and actually still are quirky, like they support memory sticks and things like that.
Oh, no.
Remember?
Yeah, but not anymore, I hope.
No, not anymore. Oh, probably. Good. Well, okay. Who knows? It's hard to say. So I'm really looking forward to them coming back. This particular device I'm not super excited about personally, but they are coming with some laptops as well in the near future. So that will be interesting. But I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what this looks like. Yeah.
Wow, I thought Vio was just gone, man. Gone.
Yeah. Well, they were gone from the U.S. and gone from most of the world, but now they're coming back.
Cool. And at the Microsoft store to boot.
Yep.
Speaking of pricey specialized products, the Surface Hub. I want one so bad, but I guess I can't get one until next year.
Yeah. I didn't remember if we talked about this last week.
We did not.
Okay. So Microsoft Surface Hub, which is the big screen Surface, the 52 and 80 odd inch model Surfaces that are actually video conferencing systems. Microsoft said they were going to be shipping on September 1st earlier this year, but it turns out now they're going to push that back until January 1st, 2016. They said in their blog post that the reason they're bringing it back is due to stronger than anticipated demand, which means they had to tune their manufacturing processes. That's why they're saying it's going to take longer to get them in the channel. You can still pre-order them if you want them. They're not cheap, like Leo said. The smaller model is $7,000. The bigger model is $20,000.
Wow.
But you get a lot for that. Besides the gigantic multi-touch point screen, you get, some pens that come with it. You get customized version of Skype for Business and OneNote, all these things that are customized to work on the big screen. So there's a lot that comes with this thing. It's not just like a Surface tablet.
Does it come with winter tires as well as summer tires?
It does. It comes with the winter tires. Yeah.
I get a free pen at the bank, too, so that's nice.
Yeah, you get those special.
You also get a lollipop.
Yeah. Now, the pens are actually really cool. Like, if you're somebody who's into... It's like whiteboarding, right? Except that you're doing
digitally.
It in the...
Well, they're like a Surface Pen, but they're the size of a Sharpie.
They are.
You know, and they're kind of cool. They are really nice pens.
I would really love to get one of these.
I know. Pretty nice.
$7,000 for the 55-inch, which is probably all we need.
I think you guys need one for the brick house.
I think we need an 84-inch one. No, I think that's too big.
I think you need an 84-inch one.
Man, that's the $20,000 really? One.
That's a big guy.
This is the Perceptive Pixel display that the Microsoft
acquired. Look, you can talk about competing with CNET, but if you're serious about competing with... I meant CNN, I should say. You got
to... At this point, I just want to compete with Andrew Zarian. I don't need to compete with CNN.
Oh, okay. Then a used 13-inch tablet.
Yeah, that'd probably be sufficient. Yeah. No, I would love to have one of those. My only question is, would they be bright enough? But CNN uses something similar. Who's using the Perceptive Pixel? on TV right now.
Who's
I think I saw them at NAB.
Yeah,
it seems like the type of thing that would be carted out during elections, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
You know, they can move all the constituents around and stuff. Yeah.
I can't remember who it was a news organization who had them, and they were using them in the newsroom.
That's not the Shepard Smith giant iPad.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But those aren't shown on camera. See, my question is, you know, in a studio, you got a lot of light on the screen.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that they're bright enough so they look like something like a real screen, not some washed out thing, right?
Yep.
I guess I'll just have to spend $20,000 and find out.
Find out. Yeah. I'm sure it has a contrast control, Leo.
Did you turn up the brightness, sir?
Did you go into the menu?
I would just love one of these. I mean, now, by the way, don't be fooled. You might say, oh, and you get a TV. No. It's not a TV.
Right, no, actually, you don't get a TV.
You do not get a TV. Okay.
No.
What I want to know is if the refresh rate is fast enough for me to play games on it.
Do they say what the specs are? They only say the size.
Yeah, there's probably somewhere.
There's specs. There's a spec sheet for them somewhere. Yep.
Must.
This is actually, by the way, there's more cool stuff going on here than we really understand. So, for example, you know, you can use Miracast to wirelessly display your laptop or tablet's display onto it, or a phone, right, onto a TV, right? So the Surface Hub supports Miracast, but it also supports some extension to Miracast where you can basically Miracast into a window on the screen, and from the screen you can control the computer that's Miracasting in. So it's like dual direction Miracast, which is kind of unheard of. So in a window, you could be blasting like a Surface Pro 3 screen into a window on the display. You got other stuff going on. But from within that window on the Surface Hub, you can control the display, and it controls the computer.